Report, Hundreds of Migrants Self-Deporting from Chicago. By Warner Todd Houston on September 4, 2025. Many Mexican nationals illegally living in Chicago are self-deporting even before President Donald Trump steps up enforcement in the Democrat-run city. Hundreds of unauthorized immigrants and asylum seekers in the Chicago area have turned to Julie Contreras, a Waukegan pastor and activist who runs the nonprofit United Giving Hope, according to Crain's Chicago Business. So far, she has helped repatriate some 200 undocumented immigrants and asylum seekers, the report says. Foreign nationals are finding their incomes dwindling, customers for their shops and businesses thinning out, and family members worrying over the actions of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Crain's reported. The Chicago media outlet interviewed an illegal alien named Abigail Hernandez who admitted that she came to the U.S. to earn money to support a daughter who lives back in Mexico, revealing one of the biggest problems with the millions of illegals that Joe Biden allowed to stream into the U.S. Many of these migrants come to America to use our country to make money so that they can send it back to their home countries. It is a practice called remittances, and migrants send more money out of the U.S. and into the third world than Congress dedicates to foreign aid. For instance, about $63 billion has been sent in remittances from the U.S. to Mexico just in the last 12 months alone. Although, thanks to Trump's immigration enforcement efforts, that is substantially less than the amounts sent in 2023 and 2024. This $63 billion of our dollars sent outside the country is money that is wholly lost to our economy. It is money that doesn't go to improve a business, won't go to invest in a community, won't help improve schools, pay taxes, or add to our economy in any way at all. It is money simply vanished from our country. But the migrants Crain spoke to pointed out that they are feeling very uncertain amid Trump's crackdown on immigration. Some fear being temporarily sent to a U.S. ICE detention center and facing uncomfortable conditions. But, even worse, they fear being sent to a country they are not even from. All these issues are causing illegal migrants to begin pondering the idea of taking their fate in their hands and self-deporting to a place of their choosing instead of risking the uncertainty of ICE's decisions. The White House has reported that more than a million illegal aliens have already answered that question for themselves by packing up and returning to their home countries. Early last month, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem announced that 1.6 million illegal migrants had already chosen to self-deport and have left the U.S. for their country of choice. This is massive. This means safer streets, taxpayer savings, pressure off of schools and hospital services and better job opportunities for Americans. Thank you, President Trump, Noem said in a press release on August 14. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.